This is UN News Today with me, Daniel Johnson. The headlines. Gaza's forcibly displaced run out of space to shelter. Myanmar's military doubling down on its attacks against civilians. And UN Chief Antonio Guterres urges peace above all else and an end to multiple conflicts. Bombing continued overnight into Thursday in Gaza, where some of those uprooted in response to Israeli evacuation orders have had to turn back after finding nowhere to shelter, UN humanitarians have reported. Thousands are sheltering in UNRWA schools and government buildings, the UN agency assisting Palestine refugees told UN News, adding that others are already beginning to turn back, telling us of lack of spaces in other areas. UNRWA also reiterated warnings that living conditions are beyond unbearable because of the mountains of waste and rubbish piled high along roadsides and near makeshift shelters. An estimated 85,000 people have left Shujaya district in eastern Gaza City in the north of the enclave in the last week, while latest data indicates that by Tuesday at least 66,700 more Gazans left eastern Khan Yunis and Rafah in the south, in line with new evacuation orders issued on Monday evening. Beyond the UN premises turned shelters, many more thousands of families now live in the skeletons of bombed-out buildings or among piles of trash, UNRWA said, before echoing warnings from the UN Health Agency, WHO, of a rise in communicable diseases, including diarrhea and hepatitis, particularly among malnourished children with weakened immune systems. To Myanmar, where the military junta that seized power in 2021 is now doubling down on attacks against civilians and inciting ethnic violence, the Human Rights Council heard on Thursday. Independent rights expert Tom Andrews, a special rapporteur appointed by the Geneva-based council, told the forum that Myanmar's armed forces were losing ground to those opposed to their rule and appeared committed to destroying the country that they cannot control. An increased number of airstrikes on civilian targets has continued, Mr. Andrews said, noting that villages, monasteries and hospitals have been levelled. Interrogation victims have also been shot at point-blank range, maintained the independent expert, who's not a UN staff member. In this environment, there is no question of the ethnic Rohingya being able to return to Rakhine State in Myanmar from the camps in neighbouring Bangladesh, the special rapporteur insisted, a reference to the exodus of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who faced targeted persecution by the military in 2017.
And if those who are in those camps in Bangladesh were to go back to Rakhine State under these conditions, not only would they have zero rights, but they would be surrounded by the very military forces who committed genocidal attacks against them and forced them across the border in the first place.
Deep global divisions and conflicts must end so that the existential threats posed by climate change and the negative impacts of artificial intelligence can be tackled together, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said on Thursday. In a speech to country leaders at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit in Astana, Kazakhstan, Mr. Guterres called for a lasting peace in the Middle East, Ukraine, Sudan, the Sahel, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Somalia, Myanmar, and Haiti. The central goal of our multilateral system must be peace, a precondition for sustainable development and the enjoyment of human rights, said the UN Secretary General as he addressed the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which is the world's largest regional security body, including Belarus, China, India, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Pakistan, Tajikistan, and Uzbekistan.